never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, America. Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political, where we broadcast live every single morning at 10 o'clock a.m. to Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble. We're now live streaming to Rumble, so if you haven't checked us out on Rumble yet, be sure to head over to Rumble. It's the freedom of speech platform where you get to post whatever you want because they respect your First Amendment rights. Unlike YouTube, where they block and pretty much cancel anything that they don't want you to talk about. So head over to Rumble. You'll be able to check us out on Rumble now. We stream live to Rumble. So if you've had enough of YouTube, if you've had enough of Facebook or Twitter or all the other sites that basically don't let us speak our mind as free Americans, Rumble's the place you want to be. So check us over on Rumble. You can look up our channel, youmadeitpolitical.com. We also replay all of the shows up on Amazon, Spotify, TuneIn, and a whole bunch of other podcast platforms. Thank you guys for tuning in today. We got an epic show for you. We are going to discuss a little bit about what's going on the border, more border insanity, the border crisis. It's not only that the border crisis is out of control. What's also out of control is Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki is absolutely out of control. She's allowing one thing for illegal immigrants and not allowing the same thing for legal foreign travelers. It's ridiculous. We'll get into exactly what the Biden administration is saying for illegals versus legals. So clearly there's two different rules, two different laws, and depending on whether you want to sneak into the United States of America, you get one set of rules, but if you're coming in the legal way, you actually get shafted with a different set of rules. So we'll get into that. We'll also get into BLM. They're causing quite a stir in New York City. They're pissed off because apparently the vaccine mandate is racist towards black people. So we'll discuss that as well. We'll also get into the Hollywood elites and how they don't really have to abide by the rules. I mean, are you surprised? That's just the deal with the Hollywood elites. They never had to abide by the rules. The wealthy don't seem to have to abide by the rules. So there you go. We'll get into that. And a Texas doctor is already being, are you surprised? Wait for it. Already being sued for breaching Abbott's new abortion ban. So we start today's show off with a little bit of a situation at the border. We've got a situation at the border now, and Psaki seems to be defending vaccine exemptions for illegal immigrants. And I'll play you guys a clip in just a second. But basically, so we all know the border's out of control, right? I mean, there's a raging border crisis once again. It's been ongoing since Biden became president. Trump had a great remain in Mexico policy. It was working very well. We didn't seem to be having any issues. But now, since Biden's taken over, we now have issue after issue with illegals crossing the border. Well, there's about 15,000 of them now hiding under they're seeking shelter under a bridge in Texas. And we're all kind of wondering here, as all these tens of thousands of illegal immigrants cross the border, are these people vaccinated? Like, what's the deal here? Because Biden announced a few days ago that if you travel into the United States from any foreign country, you need to show proof of vaccination. So we've now opened up travel to Europe. We've opened up travel from pretty much anywhere in the world. You can come in as a foreigner into the United States, but you must show proof of vaccination. Unless, of course, you're an illegal crossing the river here. So the White House is basically trying to defend their position that illegals don't necessarily have to be vaccinated. Well, why exactly? Why don't illegals have to be vaccinated? Let's listen directly to Ducey, Fox News's Ducey. Ask Psaki, what's going on here? Why are you letting all these people in illegally? Well, here's what Psaki had to say.
To our national security team and see what that process will look like.
A question about what's going on at the border. Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
All right. Hold on a second. Did you guys just hear that? She says this is how they get out of it. This is how Psaki is defending her position. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible argument. But for some reason, the White House seems to be getting away with it. Psaki just said they're not intending on staying here for a lengthy period of time. So it's not the same thing. I mean, quote unquote, that's exactly what she said, word for word. They're not intending on staying for a lengthy period of time, so it's not the same thing. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? It's not the same thing. Of course it's the same thing. Jen, whether you come in contact, and again, I don't know if Psaki or Biden or anybody in the freaking White House circus that we have running the country right now, I don't know if any of them understand this. But if you come in contact with somebody who's sick for even 2 seconds, that's enough to transmit the virus. Okay? That's enough to transmit the virus. So her argument of, well, they're not staying here long, so the rules don't apply to them. Well, what about foreigners who travel in for a week vacation? They're not staying here long either. So I've heard a lot of dumb shit out of the White House since Biden took office. I mean, every day you hear ridiculous arguments, ridiculous cases. This takes the cake. I mean, this has got to be the worst argument by Psaki, by the White House administration, since these idiots have basically taken control this past January 20th. It just makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. So Psaki, understandably, is being grilled by journalists saying, here we have a raging border crisis. Tens of thousands of people are coming into this country illegally every single day. You are mandating vaccines for U.S. citizens in the private sector, in the healthcare sector, in the law enforcement sector. You're giving them no choice whatsoever. You're allowing foreign travelers to come in legally. They need to show their passport at customs. They need to prove that they have a valid visa or a green card or they're an American citizen, and they all need to be vaccinated, every one of them. But illegals storming our border, literally invading America right now, they don't need to be vaccinated because they're not staying long. It's not the same thing. So this is just getting ridiculous now. I mean, it's so out of control and so blatant that there's a hidden agenda here that I'm actually starting to get very worried for America. So Psaki says, as individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. A lot of people don't have symptoms, Jen. Okay? And besides, what's a symptom? A freaking sniffle? I mean, anything is considered a symptom. You can be coming with toe fungus, and that's a symptom of COVID for all the healthcare system cares. So as individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to have to be quarantined. First of all, what do you mean the intention? And even if you quarantine these people, Jen, where are you going to put them? We can't even find a facility for all these tens of thousands of Haitians who are seeking refuge underneath the Texas overpass right now. How on earth are you going to quarantine them? And I love how she says the intention is to have them quarantined. Psaki said, referring to migrants crossing into the United States. That is our process. I don't understand why we can't get our shit together for illegal immigrants. I don't understand how we lay the hammer down for those who abide by the law. And there's no exemptions, zero tolerance whatsoever. You must get vaccinated against your will. But for illegal boarding crossings, they have zero policy, zero process whatsoever. She goes on to say they are not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It is not the same thing. Jen, you're right. It's not the same thing. It's worse. It is so much worse because here we have these people, tens of thousands, all hovered together, all crowding in a very highly densely populated area. In sanitary conditions, I mean, you better believe these people don't have their hand sanitizer there. They're not remaining socially distanced. They're all hovering. They're crowding under an overpass. 15, 20,000 people now in horrific insanitary conditions. And you have no process in place. And you have the audacity to say it's not the same thing. It is the same thing. It's worse. Because just last week, I was told that I couldn't go to a Buffalo Bills game, an NFL game, moving forward if I'm not vaccinated because of the crowds, because people weren't taking the mask mandate seriously. So I can't go to an NFL football game because I'm not vaccinated. No exceptions whatsoever. But we can have illegal border crossings by the tens of thousands, and they don't need a single shot. And it's their intention to have them quarantine if they show symptoms. So I really don't think how this, I don't understand how this is fair. I don't understand how the White House is getting away with it. And I don't understand, what I really don't understand is why more Americans, especially Republican politicians, aren't in uproar over this situation. How on earth aren't both sides, Democrats and Republicans, freaking out about this situation? Why aren't they livid over the fact that we have tens of thousands of people coming in, most likely with coronavirus, that are not vaccinated? And what's amazing to me is that the Democrats, they'll be the first ones to tell you. They will be the first ones to tell you how important it is to get the vaccine and how anybody who doesn't is selfish and ignorant and arrogant. And all they do all day is shame anybody who wants to exercise their right to medical freedom. Yet they turn a blind eye to illegal immigrants. So it's double standards the double standards at an all-time high. It's hypocrisy at its best. Yet, Democrats are so easily willing to turn a blind eye to illegal immigration and just let all these people storm the border. Listen, if this pandemic was so deadly, so serious, in the sense of if we don't get it under control, the whole population is going to die off. If this was so deadly, we would not be having a raging border crisis right now. We would have the wall up. we would have so much security along the border right now, literally taking out people who storm the border to prevent Americans from dying. But that's not what we have. We have an agenda that the propaganda machine is continuing to support, even though half the country knows it's total BS. The border crisis is proving our point that if you're going to allow all these people to come in unvaccinated, but you're going to tell me and foreign travelers that they have to be vaccinated to come into the United States, it's hard to take this whole thing seriously. So it's an absolute shit show at the border. It's total hypocrisy, and the American people agree. It's not just me. Democrats, liberals, they don't even know what's going on right now. I don't even think they watch the news anymore because they're so sick of being proven wrong. But for the rest of us who actually tune into the news and then we fact check it and we back it up and we do our research, we understand and we know that this whole thing has been an absolute shit show from the beginning. And the border crossings and the raging border crisis right now is just proving our point. So let's take a look at some of the comments made by most of the country here and see what they have to say. Because I can't be the only one who is like just confused beyond belief over the situation. Jen says, how do they continue to defend this? Psaki actually said they check these people for symptoms as they are walking into the United States. Really? Does she really think that if she says that enough, we believe her and not what we are seeing with our own eyes? I mean, I do really think this about Jen Psaki. I honestly do. I mean, Jen Psaki, I don't know what she's thinking as she regurgitates this BS that Biden's handlers are forcing her to speak. I mean, she must end these press briefings and be like, Jesus Christ, did I really just say that? Did they really just buy that bullshit that just came out of my mouth? Well, half the country did. Yes, Jen. The other half did not. Okay, I'll tell you right now, I didn't. Republicans didn't. Conservatives didn't. You know, logical thinkers, critical thinkers did not buy it. Okay, Democrats, liberals, they may have bought it. Maybe. I'm starting to think the moderate Democrats are starting to get a little bit of an idea as to how ridiculous this thing is. But as far as the far left progressives and the liberals, yes, they bought it. The rest of the country did not. Okay. So again, Jen, great comment. The fact that Jen's saying they're checking for symptoms. I mean, what are they doing? Just kind of like, are they holding that thing up against their head to check for a fever? Are they just eyeing people if you're like stumbling around, confused, dazed? Is that a symptom? I mean, what are the symptoms, Jen? A sniffle, a cold? We're going to need a little bit more than that. Joel says you have to be a raging lunatic to agree with this government about vaccine mandates when tens of thousands of illegal immigrants are coming into our country unvaccinated and disease infested. Will you people please wake up? I mean, what's it going to take, you guys, to understand and exactly what Joel says here, to wake the hell up? When are we going to wake up? You know what? I believe at this point, I honestly believe that half the country is awake. Or not half. I believe that a good majority of the country is actually awake at this point. I don't think the Democrats want to admit that they've been duped. I really don't. I mean, they're embarrassed. You guys got to be. I mean, Democrats have to be embarrassed by this point. There is no way they can be this dumb, this naive. I refuse to believe it. I do, because I'll tell you. Yes, even I have Democratic friends. I have liberal friends. And there's some very nice people. I mean, they really are. My neighbors, I got great neighbors, Democrats. I mean, they're smart people. To be honest, a lot of Democrats are very, very smart people. So I refuse to believe that they are uneducated and too stupid to see what's going on here. I refuse to believe it. I really think they know what's going on. I just don't think they want to admit that they've been duped, that they've been taken for a ride. I don't think they want to admit that day after day, they feel more and more upset about their vote for Biden. I mean, I think that's what's going on, but they're not going to admit it. They're not. I mean, whoever wants to really admit defeat? Nobody wants to admit defeat. You know, when you make a mistake, when you do something stupid, when you make the wrong decision and you feel embarrassed, the last thing you're going to do is actually admit that you made that mistake. So you kind of put your head in the sand and you act like it never happened and you hope the problem goes away. I mean, personally, this is what I do with my wife all the time. When I make a mistake, I'm, you know, the arrogance in me comes out and I don't want to admit that I screwed up. I mean, come on, guys. You know, you do the same thing with your wives, with your partners. You know, the last thing we ever want to do when we're wrong about something is admit we were wrong. Well, that's what we have going on with the Democrats right now. And when Jen Psaki comes out and says something as horrific as they're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time, it's not the same thing. I mean, there's no way that you can actually defend that with her. There's no way that you can really sit here and look me in the eye and tell me you agree with this BS. And I don't think they can. But I don't think in a million years they're going to admit it. But illegal immigrants aren't the only ones who are getting away with this. Who else is getting away with it? Well, exemptions are also being made for film, television, and music productions. Apparently, COVID privilege is being extended and offered to Hollywood elites, even though LA County defends the packed and maskless Emmys because they're celebrities. So now we're offering vax exemptions to Hollywood celebrities. Why? Well, I guess because they support and fund the politicians who are making the laws. See, are you guys starting to get the trend here? Are you starting to understand what's really going on here? Illegal immigrants are coming in, and it's okay for them to come in without any rules whatsoever. Why? Because the Democrats are basically buying their votes. Hollywood elites are allowed to hold extravagant parties. Politicians are allowed to hold extravagant parties with their donors, with the lobbyists, without needing to follow any rules. Why? Because they're basically funding their re-election campaigns. Again, it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a genius to see what's going on here. And it's the same pattern that we're seeing over and over again. We see it with illegal immigrants. We see it with Hollywood elites. We see it with lobbyists, with donors, with celebrities. Time and time again, they are all allowed to break the rules because they are funding our politicians, either upcoming elections or their re-elections. And this is why we need term limits. We need term limits because as these politicians stay in office this long, their desperation to hold on to that power despite all of our safety, because let's think about it. The illegal immigrants coming in is going to affect all of our safety. Let's assume for a second coronavirus really is the threat that the Democrats claim it to be, which I still don't believe it is, but let's assume for a second it is. And all these illegal immigrants come in, they're going to be affecting my health. But the Democrats are willing to put that aside as long as they capture the vote from all these illegal immigrants that are going to become U.S. citizens at some point. So they're stacking the deck while sacrificing my health. That's what's happening. And it's also happening with Hollywood elites. They're allowing them to gather, to congregate, to kind of basically do whatever they want to do without having to follow the same vaccine rules and the same mask mandates that the rest of us have to follow. Why? Because these Hollywood elites are lining their pockets for their next re-election campaigns. So they're allowing this at the sacrifice of my own health, because apparently a super spreader event is only called a super spreader event if you're at a Trump rally, not if you're at a college football game, Why? Because those college football games pay a lot of money in taxes. Not if you're at an NFL game. Why? Because the NFL pays tax, a lot of tax to those counties. These counties, these states, they need their tax dollars. So as long as tax revenue is lining the pockets of these counties or these cities or these states that are ultimately going to be reelecting these politicians because their terms get to go on and on and on and on, they're going to stop at absolutely nothing. They're going to stop at nothing. They're going to keep the corruption train going for as long as they possibly can. They really want to make sure that despite our safety, despite the fact that it's so blatantly obvious that there is a tremendous amount of corruption and fraud going on here, that no matter what, they get reelected. And that's how disgusting this entire thing is. So exactly what's going on here? Well, a bunch of Hollywood elites gathered for the Emmys, and they were allowed to do it. And the justification was that, well, it's okay because we don't have to wear masks because apparently they were all vaccinated. I mean, that was their claim. So break the article down. Despite online backlash for the Emmy Awards, the Sunday night broadcast caught flack online as these Hollywood elitists packed the ceremony, seemed to toss safety precautions to the wind. Very few, if any, masks were worn, and social distancing was not in place at all between groups of people. When Seth Rogen presented an award early in the night, Rogen compared the event to being in a hermetically sealed tin. Host Cedric the Entertainer later claimed, however, that all attendees were vaccinated. So that's kind of their argument. Well, wait a second, everybody's vaccinated, so we don't need to do social distancing. We don't need to do, we don't need to wear masks. And my argument to that is, well, If that's the case, then why the hell are our kids needing to be masked at school? Why? Why do they have to be masked? I mean, we know there's a very low risk of transmission. The teachers are all vaccinated, right? I mean, the teachers are vaccinated. So if they're all vaccinated and they're not really at risk of the kids transmitting the disease to them, then why the hell are these kids still masked up? Why? I mean, I don't get it. It makes no sense. So it's very clear that there's rules for thee, but not for me when it comes to the Hollywood elitists. And apparently they're allowed to pack their room for that night with no masks, no social distancing, and LA County continues to defend that argument. The Emmys reached out to the public health in advance to share their safety protocols, which exceeded the baseline requirements for television and film productions. The organization continued, careful planning before large events is essential to assure that all health and safety requirements are adequately addressed. This is how they came out to defend the cause. The Television Academy, however, did not respond to Fox News's previous request for comment on the matter, saying, hey guys, listen, you know, you're making these kids mask up in school. You're making you're still requiring masks in certain venues around the country, yet none of you are masked up. None of you are socially distanced, yet my kid has to sit in a freaking circle, not being able to take a mask break, not being able to take a sip of water when he wants because it violates the mask Nazis rules. So Fox reached out to them and asked them, you know, what gives here? What's going on? But they clearly didn't respond for comments. So rules for the not for me seems to be what the Democrats and the Hollywood elites get to abide by. Guys, stay tuned after we've got Black Lives Matter now playing the race card with the vaccine passport. Apparently in New York City, it's racist now to demand that black people show proof of vaccination. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping. Whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer, you want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the show. We go live here every single morning, weekday morning, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. We're live to Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. So if you haven't subscribed to any of those platforms yet, subscribe to the show so you are notified every single day when we go live. Check out Rumble. We're live streaming to Rumble now. This just started September 6th. So if you're not on Rumble, guys, you got to check out Rumble. You're going to see things on Rumble.com that YouTube would never show. And that's why I post a lot of stuff. Everything that I know is going to get taken down off of YouTube that's never going to stand a chance on Twitter, I either post on my website. I also post on Rumble. Now, we spent the first segment of the show going through vaccine passports, vaccine exemptions, the double standards, the hypocrisy of the left, and how the Hollywood elites and the politicians are basically sacrificing all of our safety because they don't feel the need to vaccinate or require proof of vaccination from illegal immigrants. Who else doesn't want to show proof of vaccination? Well, BLM, Black Lives Matter, is now kind of joining the bandwagon of the race baiting as far as vaccines concerned. Black Lives Matter chapter backs tourists accused of assaulting New York City hostess over vax proof. So basically what happened here is Black Lives Matter or a few black people in the community went out to a restaurant in New York City. They were asked to show proof of vaccination because we all know in New York City, under Mayor Bill de Blasio, the tyranny is in full-blown effect. You have to show your papers in New York City. Why anybody would want to live in New York City or even visit that shithole right now is beyond me. But there you go. People are willing to comply and show their papers. It's ridiculous. I know. Well, the black community is having a little bit of an issue with it. They don't want to show their papers. And I applaud them for that. Trust me. If there's one thing that I do see eye and eye with when it comes to the with BLM is the fact that we're both kind of standing up for our freedom of rights here. Our rights to be able to choose what's best for our bodies. Our rights to be able to exercise medical freedom. So I think it's great. And I'm really liking BLM right now as far as that's concerned. What I don't like is that they're using the race baiting card when it comes to the vaccine passport. Because trust me, I have to also show proof of vaccination to get into a restaurant in New York City. I won't go to New York City until that nonsense is over. But I'm white. I'm white. I got to show proof. You're black. You got to show proof. I mean, people, it has nothing to do with racism. I mean, I think this is where everybody can kind of see eye to eye on. I don't think there's a political issue here when it comes to the passport being required from anybody, regardless of race, unless, of course, you're an illegal immigrant crossing the border in Texas. You're good. You don't need to show proof. So it's not a race thing. It's a demographic thing, if anything. I mean, regardless, it's messed up. But as far as race is concerned, Black Lives Matter trying to play the race card right now because they have to show proof of vaccination to get into a New York City restaurant is just freaking ridiculous. I mean, it's I don't care what political party you subscribe to, but I think we can all agree it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So the Black Lives Matter Greater New York chapter plans to protest. This was last night. They plan to protest Monday evening outside a Manhattan restaurant in support of women of the women accused of attacking a hostess who demanded they show proof of a COVID-19 vaccination. So here's the insane part. Three black women. They go to a New York City restaurant. They attack a hostess because the hostess is just following the rules, regardless of how tyrannical these rules are. The hostess is following the rules, and the hostess is saying, listen, I can't let you in. You don't have proof of vaccination. So the three black women say, oh my God, this is racist, and they attack the hostess. So now BLM is showing up to that restaurant and protesting, even though these black women attacked the hostess in the first place. The group and its founders have been promoting the hashtags Cancel Carmines and Protect Black Women ahead of a protest and press conference to take place at 5 p.m. outside Carmine's Italian restaurant in the Upper West Side. It's where the police said a 24-year-old hostess was assaulted. So again, black women attack a hostess, and BLM has the audacity to now show up to that restaurant and protest that restaurant for not letting the black women in, because these black women have to follow the same exact freaking rules as white people. So police said a 24-year-old hostess was assaulted Thursday by three black female tourists from Texas after the hostess requested to see their COVID-19 vaccine card. Keita Rankin, 44, Tyone Rankin, 21, and Sally Lewis, 49, were arrested and charged with assault and criminal mischief. Let's take a look at this video here. Carmine's on the Upper West Side says a hostess was assaulted after asking a group of for proof of COVID vaccine to eat inside. It's a shocking and tragic situation when one of our valued employees is assaulted for doing their job as required by city police. I mean, that's the deal. That is the deal. I mean, it's very simple. You need to play by the rules, regardless of race, right? No matter how ridiculous the freaking rules are. So here's Carmine's on the Upper East Side, and let's see what they have to say. So what you're seeing here basically is the scene at Carmine's in the upper west side of the hostess telling these three black women, listen, you can't come in without proof of vaccination. Well, clearly the three black women thought that was racist. They didn't like it. So they decide, what do? Instead of politely saying, hey, this is BS, and they walk away like anybody, like most people would do, they decide to assault the hostess. Let's take another look. So I don't know if you can see that there, but They are throwing punches. I mean, these three black women were assaulting the hostess. It's very clear. And they obviously got arrested. And because they were arrested, Black Lives Matter decided to protest the situation. I don't understand how or where there's any justification whatsoever for Black Lives Matter to feel the need to show up and protest. I mean, this is a very, very sad and desperate cry for attention as far as Black Lives Matter is concerned. So it's absolute mandate madness. the Black Lives Matter chapter backs the tourists who assaulted the New York City hostess over vax proof. Are you surprised? No, I'm not. Because this is what Black Lives Matter do. They don't get their way. They fight. They commit violent, heinous acts. They burn down buildings. Listen, guys, I'm just as pissed off as the next person about these mandates. I'll be the first person to agree with any black person that these mandates are freaking BS. And I'll protest with you. I'll stand side by side. I'll stand outside restaurants and I'll protest with you and I'll tell you how ridiculous the whole thing is. But guess what? I'm not going in that restaurant. Why? First of all, it's a private place. It's a private business. They have the right to not let anybody in, no matter how ridiculous we think those rules are. I had the same stance with the mask mandate. I said it. I said it when people were furious about the fact that a private business said, you're not coming in here without a mask. And people are like, oh, that's my right. Well, listen, it's not actually, because it's a private business. They can do whatever they want. It's BS, but they can. As far as the vaccine mandate, again, whether it was a city rule or not, it's the private business's right to not let you in if you can't show proof of vaccination. Where there would be racism is if I, as a white person, did not have proof and I got in, and a black person who did not have proof was denied entry. Then we have clear racism here. Clearly, it would be racist. So if that situation happened, then absolutely I would be furious and livid if I were these black women. Okay? But that's not what happened. It's all that happened was the hostess denied them entry. Let's see what the American people have to say about the insanity here of Black Lives Matter actually supporting assault now once again. Harold says, hey, you all voted, I guess, for the people, Democrats, doing this to you. Remember the old saying, be careful what you wish for, you may get it. It's a great point. BLM, you voted for this bullshit, okay? You guys fought Kamala Harris, Maxine Waters, Bernie Sanders, AOC. They all promised you if you vote for them, they'll take care of you. They'll build your communities better. They'll help maintain civil liberties amongst both white and black. And what's happened? Nothing. Not a damn thing. You're the ones who now can't get into a restaurant because you're not vaccinated. I mean, I can't either. But remember, I didn't vote for this shit. You did. Okay? BLM, you voted for this nonsense. You voted for a Democratic idiot who is now implementing the most tyrannical measures in the United States that we've probably ever seen in our lifetime. So you voted for this craziness. So be careful what you wish for. You have nobody to blame but yourself right now. Susan said, everyone can and should be vaccinated. Don't play the skin game. Get vaccinated. Get your passport. Go where you want. Let's make this about the human race, not your race. I completely disagree with the comment, but Susan's right. It has nothing to do with race. Peter says, leftist self-weapons for pushing their agenda of confiscation and control are racism / white supremacy, climate change, and often just the planet and all life on it, and inequity. They will probably succeed in establishing their socialist agenda using these morally unsalable weapons. The leftist, this is their stealth weapons. He's absolutely right. This is an attack on our democracy, and they are using stealth weapons for pushing their agenda by using racism, white supremacy, climate change, inequity. It's all to divide the American people. And look what it's done. It certainly has divided us. It's divided black and white people. It's divided Republicans and Democrats. So they know what they're doing. And it makes sense. And I think a lot of the moderate Democrats are starting to wake up and understand that what's happening right now is not acceptable. And that it's not about you, Democrats. It's not about me, Republicans, or us, Republicans. It's about implementing a socialist agenda that is neither Democratic or Republican. The the Republicans understood this. We warned you guys for years that this was coming. We warned you when Obama was in office. Thank God Trump was elected in 2016, which defied all odds. And the Democrats never saw it coming. They never thought it was possible. So we'll put a little bit of a spanner in the works. And it set their agenda 4 years back. But now Biden's in control. They're trying to make up for lost time, which is why we're seeing such an aggressive and rampant attack on our democracy right now. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious what's going on here. It's because they don't have time to waste. They need to get the socialist agenda into our American system here to make up for lost time and all that Trump undid. So they're stepping up efforts. They're ramping up and need to be even more aggressive than they were when Obama was in charge. And the best person to do this with is Joe Biden, because we all know Joe Biden doesn't have a damn say in anything. We know his handlers are telling him what to do and what not to do. I mean, he can't even speak freely at a press conference without asking who he's allowed to talk to and who he's not allowed to talk to. I'm amazed that Jen Psaki even takes questions from Ducey, Fox News' Ducey, who's brilliant, by the way. We finally have our own version of CNN's Jim Acosta. Finally, we have a Fox News journalist who is going to show up to these press briefings and ask challenging questions, not these little BS softball questions that we've been tossing up to Psaki and Biden since they took office back in January. So it's good to see that we finally have somebody who Psaki has to take questions from. But you better believe Biden wouldn't, because he's got his little list that he sits there and he says, well, I'm supposed to go down this list, and that's even if I'm allowed to take questions, and that's even if they don't cut his mic. So they have a lot of lost time to make up for, and they are trying to push their socialist agenda on us by using the race-baiting white supremacy and climate change card that the Democrats continue to push on a daily basis. Christy says, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Yet when clear and obvious racial hate crimes are caught on film and leaked everywhere, they stay silent. These BLM members have turned their entire movement into one of the greatest jokes of our lifetime. It is so sad and pathetic. It really is turning into a joke now. You know, I had a little bit of respect for BLM when they were fighting for police reform, but now they're just taking things to a whole new level. Now it's just a desperate cry for help. Kimberly says, being unvaccinated isn't the only thing that will keep people, any people, out of establishments. Going off the deep end over something stupid, brawling and acting like animals will also prevent you from being allowed into an establishment. Think about it. It's actually a really good comment, and I think we need to touch on this. Listen, it's not just being unvaccinated that's not going to get you in somewhere. It's how you act. It's how you behave. Storming a hostess's stand and punching her, okay, and making a absolute ruckus out of the whole thing is not going to do you any favors. So, BLM, you can play that game when you've got Harris backing you up and Biden and the Democrats, which, by the way, aren't anymore. As if you, in case you haven't noticed, none of the Democrats or politicians want to go anywhere near the BLM organization. Patrice Couture doesn't even want to go near your organization anymore. She's basically cashed out with her $5 million property portfolio and stepped down as the director the second Biden won. I mean, if that isn't the biggest slap in the face to your organization, then I don't know what is. But look at here. I mean, this is just, we'll blow this up so you guys can see it. But this is not how you act anywhere, regardless of a vaccination status. So to show up and start assaulting a hostess and screaming and yelling and acting like absolute hooligans is not doing your cause any favor. It never has. Now we're just sick of it. And now the only difference between then and now is the fact that these restaurants don't have to tolerate it because their mayor told them that they must enforce the vaccine requirement. So before, they may have sucked it up, let people like this in because they didn't want to get accused of being racist. Well, they have no choice now, and they're backed by the city, the very city that you all voted for. So Texas, as we know, Texas is a few weeks into their abortion ban, and this didn't take long. Texas doctor is now suing, or is now being sued. A Texas doctor down in Texas is being sued for violating already the state's abortion ban. So, didn't take long at all. So this Texas doctor, he decides to say, you know what, I don't care about the ban that Abbott just put in place. I'm going to completely defy it. And why did he defy it? He defies it because he wanted to test whether it was constitutionally sound in the first place. Well, it's sound, buddy, and you're now being sued for violating the abortion ban. So a Texas physician was sued Monday for defying the state's new abortion law after publicly revealing that he violated the ban on the procedure to test whether or not it holds up in court. Not really the smartest thing, okay? If I wanted to test whether the vaccine mandate was going to actually hold up in court, I would probably storm a restaurant. I'd sit down. I'd say, I demand you serve me. And if I got arrested, we'll see if it holds up in court. Probably not something I would do, though, okay? Because, again, it's a law, or it's not a law. The actual abortion ban is a law. So that's the difference here, okay? There's a difference between mandates and laws. So this abortion ban is actually a law. And it's going to remain a law unless somebody overrules it. So for a doctor to say, hey, I took one for the team. I went out on a limb here because I wanted to prove to everybody that it's unconstitutional. Well, again, it's a law. It's not a mandate. Me, again, storming a restaurant, not being vaccinated to test the mandate is one thing. It's not a law. Me sending my children into school to test whether it's constitutional to demand my kids take off a mask may be okay because it's not a law. Well, this Texas abortion thing is a law. Abbott signed it into effect. It's a law. So this doctor trying to question that is not really the smartest thing, in my opinion. Alan Baird, a San Antonio-based doctor, is the first abortionist to face litigation after the Texas law since it took effect. See, again, Texas law. It's a law, okay? Not a mandate. Texas law since it took effect September 1st after two separate civil lawsuits were filed against him by former lawyers in Arkansas and Illinois. The new abortion ban prohibits the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy and does not allow exceptions for rape or incest. It also permits private citizens to sue doctors, people who drive a woman to a clinic to receive an abortion, and anyone else who aids and abets the procedure for at least $10,000. So Braid said in a column for the Washington Post that back on September 6th, he performed an abortion. So 6 days after the law went into effect, this guy decides to perform an abortion on a woman who was still in her first trimester. But beyond the six-week cutoff, he says, I fully understand that there could be legal consequences, but I wanted to make sure that Texas didn't get away with its bid to prevent this blatantly unconstitutional law from being tested. He said, I don't want doctors out there nervous and sitting there and quaking in their boots and saying, I can't do this because if this thing works out, then I'm going to be bankrupt. All right. So listen, the deal is Texas made it a law. Okay. You cannot perform an abortion in Texas after 6 weeks, after the heartbeat's detected, which is usually around 6 weeks. This doctor took it upon himself to say, I don't think it's constitutional. He performed the abortion. He's getting sued. There's no argument here whatsoever. Okay. Laws and mandates are not the same thing. If I want to challenge a mandate, I can challenge a mandate, and I'll probably get away with challenging the mandate. This is why we've seen people show up to Board of Education meetings maskless. They get arrested, but there's never any charges pressed. It's because It's not a law. Kids can go to school without a, well, if there's a mandate in effect and they go to school without a mask, they might get suspended, they might get kicked out, but they're never going to get arrested or fined because it's not a law. So I encourage anybody, I encourage all of you out there to continue to challenge the mandates. I do. Obviously not the way that Black Lives Matter challenges the mandates, by causing an absolute freaking chaotic scene, assaulting a hostess, and trying to uproot the entire restaurant. That's not the way to challenge a mandate. The way to challenge a mandate is by simply walking and saying, I'm not complying. I'm not doing it. Then we can test whether it's constitutionally sound or not. But this doctor, well, we all know Abbott made it a law. So that's kind of not the same thing. So I don't think he's going to get away with it. Thank you guys so much for joining me here this morning. Every day at 10 o'clock a.m., we stream live to Facebook, Rumble, and YouTube. We also post all the replays up to podcast sites like Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple, and Google Podcasts. You guys have a great rest of your afternoon. Try to stay sane amongst all the chaos. I know it's hard. Keep checking into the show. I'll help you do that. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show, or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out youmadeitpolitical.com.